Welcome to Be Your Own Rescue Podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Miller, and this is a personal service announcement. I want to ask everyone a question. Why is it that we can always put everybody else on a pedestal but ourselves? Why is it that we can always see other people with everybody else? Why is it that we can always think that, you know, if a certain person go out of town or you with them, that everybody's going to acknowledge them but not you? What is it in us to make us always thinking about somebody else and not think about ourselves? Why isn't it that we don't think we're a good catch? Why is it that we don't think that we're beautiful? And I mean beautiful on the outside and beautiful on the inside. Why is it that we don't think that we can change ourselves? Because I know that I am a good package. I know I am. Just because of my personality, just because of who I am, just because of how passionate I am about helping people and protecting people. But you know the one thing that I'm not doing? I'm not protecting myself. Everything that I give to everybody else, everybody that I try to save, I don't save myself. I don't lift myself up in ways that I need to lift myself up. And I know that I am not the only one that does this. And I'm going to tell you, I know where it comes from. Because we're always lifting everybody up. Well, I'm tired of lifting everybody up. I don't know about you. I'm tired. Especially when you see things and people show you. So what I'm going to do for me, and as a present that someone give to me, I'm going to give you that present back. I'm going to give my own present. It ain't even got to be wrapped up. It ain't even got to have the most beautiful kinship, just because it's from me. Just because I know that I need it to be treated nice. I'm the present. I'm silver and gold. Yes, I am. And you need to think that you're silver and gold, and you also need to think that you are somebody. Because everybody walking around here acting like they're nobody. Everybody walking around here like somebody is better than them because they have what they clothes they got on. Oh, just because everybody look at them. I'm going to tell you, sometimes how people look at you and want you, sometimes that ain't good. Sometimes that's a sin. Because ask yourself this question. What they going to do with you? What they want to do to you? Are they going to enhance you of the person that you already is? Or are they just going to enjoy you and you know, since they know that you got what they want and they know they don't have it. So they're going to enjoy you until they drain you. Or till you allow them, because we need to take responsibility, until you allow them to drain you. And we all do it. And we think we're doing them a favor by always being in the back. But if you're going to be in the back, still be in the front. By the way you think, by the way you act, by the way you carry yourself. You ain't always got to be in the front. You just know that you're in the front. Whether you're in the front, whether you're in the back, whether you're in the side, whether you're around the corner, down the street, in another town. It's how you feel about yourself. And I know for me, as Sabrina Miller, Sabrina Wallace, got more work to do. We all got more work to do. I don't care who you is. I don't care how much you think you established. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what kind of car. I don't care. It is something lacking within you. You best believe that. It ain't nothing but you running your mouth all the time. If it ain't nothing but you bragging all the time. If it ain't nothing but you thinking you better than everybody else. No, honey, you ain't better than nobody else. You just need to feel like you better than somebody else. Because you know you ain't better than nobody. Because if you were, why do you need to even mention how hard you work? Because if somebody see how hard you work, they're going to let you know anyway. Now, I'm not saying you're not supposed to feel good about yourself. I'm not saying you're supposed to give yourself a pat on the back. You're supposed to do that regardless if people give it to you. But I'm just saying, for some people who always got to brag all the time, they don't even want to hear you say nothing good about yourself. Or either they ain't going to say nothing good about you because they ain't got time for you. They sitting around telling lies to themselves. So you think somebody want to hear your truth when they're telling lies about themselves? No. And I'm going to tell you another thing, and I speak this into existence. I want to have one of the most powerful podcasts in the world. I don't care nothing about the other podcasts. I'm not saying I don't care nothing about them because everybody's important. What I am saying is that, you know, it don't matter what everybody talk about. It matters what I talk about. I want to bring truth on my platform. I don't want to be talking all those lies and hitting suggestions and you know, and knowing that I'm really scared, you know, so I need to always say that a man needs to stay in their place and all. No, don't know. Everybody needs to stay in their place, but with respect and with love and understanding. You know, I'm telling you something, if half of us admit our own emotion and our own feelings, this world would be a better place. This world would not be in the position that it is if it was not for us as human beings. So that let you know how messy we are in life. You know? So, if you have realized that, or if you're going through it right now and you know it, but it's just so hard, it's so hard for you to stop, I'm telling you, stop within yourself. People don't have to know your secrets of how you feel. Work on you. Get you a therapist. Talk to a pastor, a preacher, but talk to somebody who can understand you. I don't necessarily mean, because, you know, there's a difference between a pastor and a therapist, but I would say this. I think everybody deserves honesty. I think that everybody needs to get to speak their truth. I think that everybody, they need a mouth need to be closed and they need to listen. And sometimes the person they're telling the story, their mouth need to be closed while they're listening. See, this is a problem in the world. Nobody wants to listen to people when they're in pain, but people want the person that in pain to always be quiet, and the ones that continue to hurt people, they wants to be the one who's talking. Don't nobody want to continue to hear you? Because that's all I've done when I grew up, or that's all I've done since I've been around you, is hearing you, and I'm still hurting. You know, everybody deserves to be heard, and everybody deserves to be quiet. Everybody deserves to be seen. Everybody. But you got some people just want to be seen too much and heard too much. Then you get mad when people don't want to be around you, because all you do is talk all the time. Nobody want to hear that. But I'm telling you, that's one thing I do not like, for somebody always in my ear. And I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you some of the saddest thing a person can do when they are so scared to speak up, or when they feel like they don't have nothing going on in their life and they just let a person talk. That's not good. That's emotionally and mentally. You allow people to drain you like that. Been there and done it. No more. And there have been lessons in my life that I have passed since, you know, that, you know, of my marriage. I have grown in certain ways, and I applaud myself. I give myself a pat on the back, because you better give yourself a pat on the back, because I'm telling you, if you're waiting on somebody else to give you a pat on the back, applaud you, they're not going to do it, because they know that's what you want to. So they're not going to do that for you. So you better learn to do it for yourself. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't care if it's a small sacrifice that you had to make. Long as you wouldn't hurt nobody. And what if you had to do whatever? Applaud yourself. You know, because you got those people like, what? What's so special about that? I mean, that's okay. She read a whole book. Well, maybe that person at a certain time in their life couldn't sit down and read a whole book. But now, since this person's working on themselves and going to see their therapist and talking to a good friend or a pastor or somebody reading, you know, reading the Bible and stuff, maybe now they can sit down and now they can read this book. So just because it doesn't mean nothing to you, it ain't about you, first of all. And that's another thing with us. Everything gotta be about you. Everything ain't about you. Just stay over there where you at. It's too many people in this world for it to be about one person. You know, that's why I say I want my podcast to be about emotion. I want my podcast to be about truth. I want my podcast to be fair. I don't even care if the world ain't fair. I don't care. I still think you can be fair with people. If somebody respect you, you respect them. That's being fair. If somebody giving you their best, by coming to see you at your show and stuff. Okay, you may not be able to come to every show I have, but show it in a way that I know that you are there for me. Because one thing we need to understand, people are not going to be able to give you everything that you gave them. They're not. Because maybe they was in a season of that they could give. Now, maybe what you can give, you can babysit. You can go over there and help them clean up. You can be there with them. You can, you know, like, spring clean with them. Just something, whatever they need you for. It don't always have to match up. But always remember to be there for those people that are there for you. Because there is nothing more worse and disrespectful to spit in somebody's face that has been there for you. And another thing, you don't want to start not having any bridges to cross. You don't want that. Because when you really need to get across that bridge, there's going to be no bridge for you to get there. So, and that's all I want to say. Always remember you at peace and not in pieces. Remember that cool as a cucumber today represent. Stop lifting everybody up. Start loving you. Start asking yourself questions why you feel the way you feel. Ask yourself, where did it start? And also ask yourself, when you're going to stop it. Stop lifting people up that don't deserve to be lifted up. Stop it. Because I'm going to tell you something, ain't nothing more disrespectful and wrong when you do your own self wrong. You know, we got people out here that would do everything for everybody else. Try not to lie to everybody. Show everybody loyal to them. But everybody do everything to you to let you know that they're not going to be that to you, and you will still overlook it. Because I know I have. So I'm gonna ask you this question: when you're gonna stop for them, and when you're gonna start for you? I hope that you enjoyed this session, this segment. And I hope till the next time, wherever you are, be safe. Wherever you are, you're protected. Wherever you are, when you're listening to this, I hope that you're taking in wherever you are in life. I hope that you sit and you think about the words that I say. And I hope that when you take these words in, I hope that it set some foundation for you where you would say, yes, I hear that. I understand it. I'm there now. I've been there. Okay, but she just gave me a little bit more of input of how I should do things or how I should go about it. Because we all need everybody. So let's make this world a better place. Matter of fact, let's make us a better person so the world can be a better place. You can't make the world a better place if you're not trying to be better yourself. Everything starts with you. Always remember that. Everything starts with you. To the next time, enjoy. Love you.